evening, WX Columbus Weather. The National Weather Service and the Storm Prediction Center has issued a tornado watch, and this is just a watch. And this will be until 8 p.m. Again, a tornado watch has been issued for our area until 8 p.m. We ask that you monitor 7-6 and also the NOAA weather radio for any more information and any changes. We will be in a monitoring mode now for the WeatherNet. All traffic conversations will be normal, but please do keep conversations short and long pauses in case we need to get in. This is NHWX. W-H-A-I-C repeater. This is NAWX Columbus Weather.
weather, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Pickaway, western Licking, Franklin County, northwestern Fairfield, and southeastern Delaware until 5:15. Yeah. 432 radar indicated severe thunderstorms located along the line extending from Worthington to Five Points, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. The storm clouds will be 60 mile per hour winds and quarter size hail. Locations impacted will be Powell, Worthington, Grove City, Polaris, New Ohio State University, downtown Columbus, Westerville, Easton, Sunbury, Gahanna, New Albany, and Reynoldsburg. In addition, Darbydale, Valley View, Marble Cliff, River Lay, Urban Crest, Grandview Heights, Clintonville, and Commercial Point are near the path of these storms.
November 8, Tango Tango X-ray and ATTX.
And ATTX, go ahead.
Then ATTX, Southwest Columbus in torrential rain, estimate wind gusts to 50.
Okay, what's your major cross streets that you're near there, sir?
I am 1 mile west of Klein and State Route 62, and about a mile east of Klein and Georgesville.
Copy. We'll put you at Klein and 62 for torrential rainfall and estimated wind 250. Thank you. Could I get your birthday, please?
WR checking in from that Klein in Georgesville, and I concur on the last check in there. It is down, pouring down, and high winds. W8RWR.
Copy that, W8RWR at you at Klein and Georgesville, concurring with the same previous report. I believe there was another station in there. Go ahead, sir.
Skinny Wally.
Station calling, go ahead.
Repeater, see her. Fine. Miles clear.
KB8YVI, clear.
W8RWR, I'm at Algonquin and Olive, and we got a puddle here. It's over the curb. Again, a puddle over the curb. It's going over the curb. W8RWR.
WR, stand by. Columbus weather tornado warning for northeastern Franklin County in central Ohio and western Licking County in central Ohio until 5:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Bexley, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Easton, Gahanna, Reynoldsburg, New Albany, and Pataskala. Tornado warning is in effect for northeastern Franklin County and western Licking County until 5:30 p.m. This is NAWX Columbus weather. This is NAWX Columbus weather. tornado warning remains in effect until 5:30 for western Licking and northeastern Franklin counties. At 4:59, radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Gahanna. The storm was moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Locations in or near the path include New Albany and Pataskala. Do we have any stations in the New Albany or Pataskala areas?
Sierra Charlie.
This is KTHLNL calling in from New Albany.
LNL, can you give us a summary of your conditions in your area?
Yes, Rick.
Sierra Charlie Uniform in Pickerington.
Sierra Charlie Uniform, stand by. LNL, go ahead.
LNL, it is raining pretty much straight down, not very heavy.
Hey, other stations in New Albany or the Pataskala area?
KE8AMK, Pataskala.
Charlie Oscar.
AMK Pataska, go ahead.
Conditions here are heavy rain, heavy, extremely heavy winds. It's very bad here. Probably at least 60 mile an hour straight line winds.
Okay, any other stations in New Albany or Pataskala?
Lima Charlie Oscar.
Lima Charlie Oscar, go ahead.
P8 Lima Charlie Oscar, the wind's starting to pick up, estimate about 35 miles an hour. Have one wall cloud, but cannot see any rotation at this time.
Still at 310 and 161.
Affirmative, the wall cloud would be approximately Columbus area right now.
And your location is still at 310 and 161.
Affirmative.
Other stations, New Albany and Pataskala areas.
Kilo Delta 8, Yankee Romeo Papa, KD8 YRP, 605 in Woodtown Road, just north of New Albany.
Sir, what are the conditions in your area?
Currently heavy rain, wind estimated anywhere between 30 to 40 miles per hour. Unable to see any cloud formations at this time.
I would suspect that the precipitation is pretty much wrapped around the storm. Any other stations in New Albany or Pataskala areas?
WAOLO, Reynolds Earth.
OLO.
I'm Bob in Reynoldsburg, Wagner Road and Main Street.
Well, oh, you want to try that report again, please?
Can I say?
foot.
This is Kilo Delta 8, November, Sierra Alpha. The name here is Elijah. I'm a liaison or relay for Pickaway County WeatherNet. We just here probably about 5 to 7 minutes ago. We had some heavy wind come through, estimated 60 miles per hour in excess. That was strictly an estimate. We do have a lot of trees down on some rural roads, so an exact measurement hasn't been obtained at this time. Pea-sized hail, and like I said, gusty wind. The wind wasn't consistent, but it was gusty, south and southwest. So that's all we had to report at this time. KD8NSI, Pickaway County.
KD8NSA, you can get sizes on those tree damage and hold that information and call us back when you've got all that information and you can pass it along.
We'll be standing by. KD8NSA.
KT8PDR.
PDR, go ahead.
Two trees down on South Central Avenue at West Ridge Street. Cops have southbound of South Central blocked off.
South Central and West Ridge Street.
Arden apartment from South Central.
Sir, what is your location? What county are you in?
West side.
Okay, do you have an estimate on the size of the trees?
See, the tree is probably about almost 4.5 feet, 5 feet round. It's a monster. I'm looking at the one right beside of it, and it's probably about 40 feet tall.
Okay. Thank you for the report. This is NAWX.
Come on, Irving. Your correction.
PDR, go ahead.
Report on the whole tree. It wasn't the whole tree. I'm actually at the tree now. It's actually about 1, 2, 3, 4, about 6 limbs. Each limb is probably 30 to 40 feet long and about almost at the base, a foot round.
Okay, sir, we've got that information. Appreciate it. This is NAWX.
PDR.
This is NAWX. The tornado warning for northeastern Franklin and western Licking counties has been canceled. This is NAWX. Station calling.
Kilo Delta 8, November, Sierra Alpha. Elijah again from Pickaway County. with some final details on those reports.
Okay, we're ready to copy. Go ahead.
It is located on Ringle Southern Road. It's the tree down. The intersection, the closest intersection would be Winstead Road and Ringle Southern Road, but it's just kind of down the dip. But it's in between the intersection of Ringle Southern, Winchester, and Ringle Southern and Stoutsville Pike. The tree is estimated to be 12 to 16 inches in diameter. It is down from the west side of the road to the east side, the way that it blew down, the way the storm passed through. My operator wasn't close enough to be able to tell if it was snapped at the base or uprooted, so I don't have that information. He is on scene, sitting just over the hill there, protecting traffic from running into it. We had almost one casualty there, so he's on scene. Law enforcement down here has been notified, so it's just be consideration of the weather report. I also have, there's another tree down report in his area, but it's on a dead-end street. And it's, I think he said it was maybe 6 inches in diameter, from what he could tell. I don't have a lot of details on the second tree, but there's a lot of trees down in this area. I have a report from Ross County. I don't know if there's Ross County Net or Liaison is on the air or on this frequency.
Say, could you tell me what part of the county this is in?
The report that I just finished with was in Pickaway County, and it would be central to east side of Pickaway County, probably about a mile from the county line. The secondary report from Ross County was going to be down the Three Locks Road area.
This is NAWX. WX KD8IIB. IIB. Now that the warnings are canceled, I wanted to make you aware of another report on Brunswick Drive in Grove City, approximately 2500 block. Have a maple tree, 24-inch diameter limb down, live tree, fire department on scene cutting it up as I speak.
Kevin, this is NAWX.
AIB.
AX, KD8NSA.
WX. Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Ross County, northeastern Pike County, eastern Pickaway, Hocking County, and Fairfield County, effective until 6:30 p.m. At 5:22, radar indicated severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from Pickerington to Tarleton to Omega. Storms are moving east at 25 miles per hour. Hazards with these storms include winds to 60 miles per hour and quarter size hail. This is NAWX Columbus weather.
Rob, back to Flint, northeast. Rain has stopped in this area. A lot of debris on the street. Traffic is running as normal.
Station calling, a lot of noise on your signal. If you want to try that again, we'll see if we can make it out.
Kilo, Echo, 8, Bravo, Quebec, Lynn, Northeast, Rain has stop. Traffic is not normal. A lot of debris on the street.
Okay, we got your report. Thanks. This is NAWA.
Kilo Echo, 8 Bravo, Bravo, Quebec, all out.
Alpha Bravo, Quebec, go ahead.
Okay, the limb that I reported was picked up. Things appear to be very clear. No rain, no wind. Everything seems to be running okay from the east, northeast area. Thanks.
Hey, this is NAWX.
Okay, good. 8 Bravo Bravo Quebec out.
W8LCO.
Station calling, go ahead.
Whiskey 8 Lima Charlie Oscar, I just want to say thank you for confirming the wall cloud. That's the one that I reported.
Thank you. This is NEWX. India Oscar November. India Oscar November, go ahead, Patrick. I copied 11359 Judd Street, and that's in Licking County. There's multiple trees down here. They're siding off of the house. Okay, 11359. Affirmative. 11359 Judd Street. Spell that phonetically, please. Juliet Uniform Golf. Juliet Uniform Golf, correct? The firm is, they also lost their mailbox, flew over. Very good, thank you. This is NAWX. 8 Island. Thomas weather, all warnings for our area have expired. We're going to return the net or the repeater to normal use. We would ask that you keep your transmission short, leave a little time in between in case someone needs to report damage or other weather that may be coming along later on this evening. We appreciate those who participated and provided reports this afternoon. This is NAWX.
Echo.
File 1, close.
8 Bravo Bravo Quebec out.
AWX, Columbus weather. Good evening.
KD8IO1, go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, I got some significant roof damage. Shingles filled off the roof, quite a large section of shingles. Address is 9854 Miller Road. That's up near Johnstown.
W8AIC, repeater.
KD8IO1N, AWX message received. Is this all near the Jersey Monroe Township area there, northwestern Licking County?
Yeah, that's affirmative. And now I'm at the intersection of Mink and Miller. And at this intersection, there are one tree that's about 18 inches in diameter that's broke off. It looks semi-healthy. There's quite a bit of limb damage and trees down at this intersection. That is Mink and Miller Road.
Master C, sir, we'll relay that ahead. Thank you very much for the report. NEWX.
88 SQJ.
ahead, ma'am.
Barb, reporting at I-70, Route 29, Madison County. The storm cell about to come over.
Okay, Barb, Master Steve, can you describe the conditions where you're at right now?
Downpour rain, winds probably 20 miles per hour, estimated.
KJ messages to you, thank you very much. NAWX calls the weather.
KDX, this is KD8ION again. Quick update on that damage.
KD8ION, NAWX, go ahead.
At the same intersection of Mink and Miller, there is a large farm there, and there is some damage to the barn. Some of it's being propped up by equipment, but there's side panels off. Again, that's just what I see, KD8ION.
Okay, Patrick, can you report maybe an approximate size of the barns and also what material they're made of? Is it wood, siding, aluminum, anything?
Yeah, the material, the siding material is metal, and they were good-sized barns. I would say approximately 20 by 40 or so. My measurements might be off a little bit.
Okay, Patrick, any possibility on taking some pictures of those by chance?
I can do that. Let me circle back around. I also passed a tree another 16, 18 inches in diameter down on Mink Road, address 4589 Mink Road.
Okay, KD8ION-NAWX, do you have the ability to send those via Twitter, maybe?
Negative. I'm not on Twitter, so if you send me an email by callsign@gmail.com, I can reply to that.
Okay, I'll tell you what, if you email those to pictures@severe-weather.org, that would help us out a lot.
I got the pictures@severe-weather.org.
Yep, you got it. pictures@severe-weather.org. We appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much. NAWX.
KD8ION.